welcome. I'm Chris Lopez, host of the Valley Pod, where we talk to all the interesting people of the San Luis Valley. Joining us in our studio on the south side of Alamosa is Scott Graber, owner of the San Luis Valley Brewery and SLV Roast. Welcome, Scott, to the Valley Pod. It's good to see you, man.
Yeah, thanks for having me in.
We've been wanting to have Scott in to talk about not just SLV Brewery and SLV Roast. He and his wife, Angie, own both of those, but also downtown Alamosa, how he's seeing things. Before we go there, give us a sense of history.
Sure. For those who don't know, we're approaching 20 years, which
20 years. Feels, my goodness.
Feel ancient. Yeah, it's we started in March of 2006, so we're knocking on the door of 20 years in business down there, and feel real blessed to be able to say that. Certainly, the community has been the impetus for getting us there, and that's an exciting milestone, especially in a restaurant, to make it that long. And
that's remarkable success, 20 years in the restaurant business, 20 years in any business, Scott.
20 years in any business in the San Luis Valley, I think, is a good thing, and so we feel pretty grateful, yes.
What was happening in 2000? I was not living here in 2006. I didn't move back to my hometown until end of 2015. Mm-hmm. But I remember visiting Alamosa during those period of years, and I remember saying, whoa, Alamosa has a microbrew house, it's SLV Brewery, what's that about? I remember having that reaction back then.
Certainly in 2006, craft beer was, it wasn't just being discovered, but it was kind of a hot ticket and it was on its way up. And I think over the 20 years that we've been in business, we've seen it maybe peak and cap a bit. I think when we opened, there was maybe 30 to 40 microbreweries and brew pubs in Colorado. And now those numbers, I think, are well above 500.
Wow.
In the state. And so I think we've seen a saturation of the market, which for those who like crafted things is good. About anywhere you travel in the state now, you can find a brew pub or a small brewery and enjoy a quality, hopefully, food and brew. So we've seen a real good trend go up. And now I think with COVID and with just the changing of the times and changing of people's appetites, I think we're seeing a little more of a return to some of the traditional, some of the bigger box companies, the Budweisers, the Coorses, the chain restaurants.
And interesting.
That's okay too.
Yeah, you've been living through an interesting trend line over the past 20 years. You talked about COVID. We'll talk a little bit about that. But my recollection, and again, I could be wrong about this, my recollection going back to that period of time was downtown Alamosa itself was not doing that well, because you saw I wasn't living here, but I know that I would say that you've been very responsible for helping bring downtown Alamosa back. The SLV Brewery was a big part of that.
Well, that's a huge compliment, and I thank you. I hope that is the truth, and that we've brought some new energy over the years to what happens downtown. You're right. I think when we opened, as a young couple with not much money, it was probably to our benefit that there was a lot of vacant spaces in downtown, and we were able to secure the San Juan building, which I think was and is a beautiful milestone of the downtown.
Was that an old bank building? I'm going back now because I'm trying to see that building. If I remember, that was an old bank building. SLV.
It was. Yeah. It was a bank for most of its history from 1897, I believe, when it was built, up until the mid 80s. And then it saw a number of different phases. When we purchased it, it was actually a dental gallery and a memorabilia store. And then we took that and kept the facade and changed the insides to become a brewery and brew pub. But yeah, there was a lot of good businesses when we opened. You know, Carlucci's, for those who remember.
Shoe store.
Did a great job with their clothing store and shoe store. And there was an Ace Hardware downtown, which was super handy for us building a place. And now Ace has moved out west a bit. But what's been neat to see is that, yes, there has been spaces filled. And I think our downtown has moved in the right direction as a viable place and a fun place to be over the last 20 years.
Well, there's no doubt that you, your wife, Angie, have been catalysts for what we're seeing today in downtown Alamosa, and the SLV Brewery's just a part of that story, because then you did the roast. What compels you, though, to start at the very beginning, and I know you're not a native of Alamosa, so you came in. I want to hear that story.
Sure. I guess Angie and I's background, we were blessed to have good educations, but we both, we didn't know each other in 2000 when we moved here. We moved here independently of each other, both to do volunteerism. So we were both AmeriCorps volunteers.
Stop it.
Yeah. So I came as a youth pastor for the Methodist Church here in town, and I did that work on a volunteer basis for the first year in Alamosa. Angie came and had a background in microbiology and was going to be a pharmacist, but she wanted to clear her head and come to West and volunteer. So she worked in the water world with youth. And through that community of volunteers, we met, we fell in love, and after a year, neither one of us was very interested in moving back to the Midwest. So I finished a master's degree at Notre Dame in theology, tried to get the God questions figured out, and then applied that learning to youth ministry here at the Methodist Church for 2 years, and then got plugged in with Valley Community Fund, an entity that was raising funds for nonprofits through payroll donations, and got some managerial experience there. And in the meantime, started brewing coffee on our back porch and home brewing. And at that point in time, enough people were saying, you know, that's pretty good. I'd pay for a pint of that somewhere. And so we sort of traded in our nonprofit roots for a shot at entrepreneurship. And it turned out decently well for us. But our hearts are still in community service now as a business, trying to bring fellowship and goodness together around a table, around a meal, and that's still what we're about.
Well, that's really an incredible, and I want to say your training in theology comes in well when you're running a small business, because you got to have a lot of faith that it's going to go through, that you're going to make it.
You got to have a lot of faith, and the fruits of the Spirit and patience are a critical thing anytime you're dealing with people, whether it's in business or in the nonprofit world or however it may be. And I found that while I was in direct ministry with kids for the first 2 years here, when you have 40 people on staff and many of them are young and many of them come from backgrounds that maybe were less blessed than yours, you end up in ministry, even as a business owner, trying to pour time and resources and effort and goodness into those that are trying to serve you through employment and those that you're bringing through your doors on a day-to-day basis.
You know, the other thing I really appreciate of what you have done, your wife, people around you, because again, you're showing Alamosa a way forward. And another thing you did, I think you did, I'm just getting all this stuff because I see these things. I'm like, who's and your name comes up a lot, Scott Graper. But you have a nice way of shutting down San Juan Street and creating street parties. We're going to have one coming up. AVSFAR is coming up, Alamosa Volunteer Search and Rescue. You are a big part of that, SLV Brewery. But you've brought the party into the street. Which I really appreciate that, Scott. I would lobby City Hall to close San Juan between 4th and 5th, because there's really no reason in my mind for San Juan to be open. Just shut it down. Let's just keep that party going all the time there. I love that.
Well, that's been one of the funner parts. There's certainly plenty of hard work and difficult things in owning a restaurant. But I think, the San Juan Avenue that's become what it is now, a vision of a festival street, I hope came out of some of the early efforts where we had to convince council and convince the community that this might be fun. And a lot of that came out of an event called Rails and Ales, which unfortunately is no longer in existence, as the Rio Grande Scenic Railroad kind of took a turn, and now it's under new ownership and is strictly a freight train, which is fine. But Rails and Ales brought a lot of people to Alamosa to ride the train up into the mountains, to have a meal and enjoy a lot of breweries' wares, and then come home. And we found that once we got everybody back to Alamosa. They didn't want to just go back to their, you know, hotel or have dinner and go to bed. So we asked if we could shut down San Juan and put on, you know, music and a show for them. And that actually worked out, you know, quite well and was quite popular for a good many years. And as people observed that in the local community, Cinco de Mayo with the Heritage folks came to be. The rodeo said, hey, will you guys do a street dance for us, for the cowboys and cowgirls? You know, we've got Avsar now, I think, doing great work in the community and raising money through a Suds for SAR once a year. The Cumbres and Toltrek has asked us to do a beer train. So, yes, the San Juan Avenue Festival Street has been a cool thing. Hopefully a draw that makes the town, you know, feel sexy and feel tourist friendly, and even a place that the locals can come and feel, you know, feel comfortable and proud of.
Well, I know that's to me is another one of the influences that you and your wife and people around you have had in terms of helping Alamosa find a way forward. And I always bring that up because when I grew up in Alamosa, downtown Alamosa, Main Street was popping. I mean, it was just, and you felt that energy. It was always there. Good retail, good clothing, everything. It was a popping downtown. And then, you know, kind of died a little bit as the town moved west, as it started to sprawl to the west.
Sure.
Kind of left that downtown vacant, a little empty. You come along 20 years ago, you and your wife, I'm hearing the story for the first time, and it's even more incredible story how you started all this and you're still going. What's your future?
You know, I think downtown block parties and events are, folks love them, but they are a lot of work. So what we want to try to do is, if we're going to do it, make it something that's beneficial, not just for us, but for the other retailers downtown, because anytime you shut the street down, you're shutting down parking and some folks just drive on by. So, you know, our vision going forward is to partner with those events and those folks in the community that either they're going to draw enough folks down, or it's a worthy enough cause that some money can be raised to justify shutting the street down. And certainly, you know, Early Iron's coming up. We'll do the slow cruise with them. The rodeo is just an amazing organization and does amazing things. So we want to partner with folks that are doing good things on a scale that it brings enough interest and enough folks downtown to benefit, you know, all the blocks that are down there, and certainly hope that it benefits us as well.
What was your reaction, response, thoughts when Alamosa School District moved catty corner from you? And eventually there are going to be a few students down there, but you have that school district, superintendent's office, front office down there occupying that building across from you.
You know, I'm just one perspective, and you can take it with a grain of salt, but I believe that anytime there's professional people filling spaces in downtown buildings, that's better than not. And so I couldn't be more pleased to have the Alamosa School District. You know, maybe folks will think there's a conflict between what we do, alcohol service, and having, you know, school administration or kids down. I think those concerns can be well managed. And I love seeing bodies in buildings, and I'm super stoked about the recent developments across San Juan from us with the courthouse.
Yeah.
We actually bid on that building, and thankfully, having seen how many resources and how many folks have been working on that for how long, God bless the new owners for that investment. And I'm excited to see that open up and bring, you know, I don't know exactly how many, but lots of new professional people down to the downtown. That certainly can't help, or it can't help but help all retail and all businesses to have, you know, 50 or 60 folks getting a cup of coffee, grabbing lunch, maybe picking up a piece of clothing or a gift downtown. So that's great. What Manny's doing with the city's help and putting a boutique hotel, Alamosa School District scooping up another big building and filling it. Lots of good stuff. And from my perspective, let's put viable businesses, nonprofits, schools into these spaces. And I think that rises the tide for the whole downtown to have buildings filled with folks that are doing things, doing active good things.
Are you expecting the new hotel downtown, the Spring Hill Suites Marriott franchise that Manny Patel's, are you expecting that to change downtown? And if so, how? And how does the SLV Brewery, the Roast, capitalize? Because I'm going to, again, I like to stay downtown when I go travel. And the first thing I do is I check, and then I want to walk around. I want to see what's around me to find a place to eat or get a beer, get a cup of coffee, get a smoothie, a night, whatever. You're walking around, you're visiting a place, and you look.
I think it's an amazing asset that our town has never had that we will have. And I do think, like you, Chris, if I go to Denver, I would rather stay where I can either walk or taxi or kind of be in the heart and vibrance of things without having to worry about scratching my own vehicle driving around. So to have a facility, a quality facility that tourists can come and don't have to shuffle in from east or west and can simply either take a walk or take a cab and be where they want to be, I think is yet to be determined, but I think a game changer potentially for the cool factor of downtown.
If the 20 years that you've been in business downtown, is this the best you've seen downtown in terms of potential activity, people really trying? Is this the best version you've seen so far?
I can't think of a time in the 20 years I've been here where there's more quality building projects going on. So in that sense, for sure, I don't want to take away from any of the efforts of any of the folks that have put in heart and soul over the last 20 years, but it is certainly very exciting to see large vacant buildings like the courthouse, like the Pink Elephant going away and that block being filled with something new and vibrant. Yeah, like the school district taking on a new building. We're actually losing our renter, which I'm actually very okay with.
The DA building is moving down the street.
They are. They've done a great job, Ann and her office. They've grown the office. They're doing their job. They're taking care of business. And because of that, they need more space than we can provide and probably a little more modern space. So to see a bank donate a large building and then have the funds through the county to remodel that for our DA. These are all upward mobility things for Alamosa and things that I think are filling buildings with professionals and with workers and with people who will spend money and care about the downtown. And that seems to be, it's as good as I've seen it in 20 years.
Yeah, I would agree with you. It's not the best it's ever been. It's been a lot better in the past. But right now, since I've been back, it's the best version I've seen. And there does seem to be more activity coming. Downtown Alamosa does have life to it. SLV Brewery's big responsibility for that. This is the Valley Pod. We'll be right back. Hey, SLV, mark your calendar for the September 13th, 3rd Annual SLV Battle of the Bowls Chili Cook-Off, hosted by Alamosa KOA. Competition will be from 2 to 4 p.m. on the 13th of September. Cooks from across the valley will be cooking up mouth-watering red and green chilies and, of course, some salsa and competing in this heated but friendly battle. All proceeds go to Care Camps Foundation, a nonprofit that funds oncology camps, which give kids with cancer the chance to experience the healing powers of the outdoors. There's still time to enter the chili competition. Just call KOA at 719-589-9757.
Cumbres and Toltec Scenic Railroad is saying thanks to its surrounding communities. From August 19th through the 31st, locals get 50% off excursions on the Cumbres and Toltec Scenic Railroad. The heart of the Cumbres and Toltec is the fine people of Chama, New Mexico, Antonito, Colorado, and the surrounding communities who have supported the historic railroad for generations. To show our appreciation, Cumbres and Toltec is offering a 50% discount to locals who live within an 80-mile drive of either Chama or Antonito on All Aboard Chama Excursions, All aboard Antonito Excursions, Tama Limited, Antonito Limited, and Cumbres Express. This discount is valid on coach class seating only and cannot be applied online. So call the reservation line at 1-888-286-2737 to book. That's 1-888-286-2737 for 50% off excursions for locals.
Hey, we're back. We're talking to Scott Graber. Him and his wife, Angie, are owners of San Luis Valley Brewery, SLV Roast. I love the roast. That, I think you have one of the best breakfast burritos in town.
Well, we do sell a lot of them, so I hope that is testament to them being good. My wife has really, again, post-COVID jumped in the kitchen and kind of made a pretty big impact on the quality of food coming out, both at the roast for breakfast and lunch and then at the brewery for lunch and dinner. So kudos to her. She's taken on, after 18 years of staff management things, I needed to step back and she stepped in. So Angie is kind of the heart and soul of that place now, and it's showing in the quality of people and food there. So appreciate that.
What was COVID like for you? How scary was that as a small business owner? And I heard during COVID, because I recall this, you took care of your people during COVID. That was going around town. Scott Graber taking care of his people. He's keeping his people.
We were, I guess, blessed to, again, Angie have a does the accounting and has a good accountant. And because of that, we were able to apply. The state and the government said we had to shut down. And that is that's a really scary thing, not just for your own family, but when you're responsible for paychecks for many others, the burden of that weighed heavy. And we were able to secure some of the grant money that was being given to businesses that were told to shut down because we could show on the books for years, you know, what we were bringing in and now what we aren't because we've been told to shut down. And we were able, through COVID, to pay folks even when we were completely shut down and to supplement when they gave us minimal hours. A very trying time, not just for us, but for all. And we actually, for a brief period, moved out of state looking for schools that were able to keep kids in classrooms. That was challenging. And now we're very happily back under one roof, both at the brewery and at home, and excited to see those days in the rearview mirror.
Where are you at post-COVID? Do you feel like, as a business, have you fully recovered? Are you growing? Are you back? What is that like?
It's been a very slow recovery process, at least for us. And I think a lot of that is to consumer patterns changing drastically through the pandemic, and they haven't come back and probably never will. You know, things like Amazon were a big deal before COVID, but COVID solidified online shopping. Maybe moved more folks who used to frequent retail and sit down establishments to more shopping via their phones or computers. So that, I think, is a change that we aren't going to ever go back to. And so we've had to kind of adapt. We've recovered, but I don't know that we will ever see the kind of patronage, the kind of numbers that we saw pre-COVID. So people have moved to a more of an online buy base, and we've had to adjust to that. And I think we've had some success at that. But the good old days of pre-COVID are gone, and we have to now adapt.
Man, it's really difficult. It always has been difficult to be a small business owner. That's a tough thing. Even more so, though, now, dealing with the different things you have to have dealt with. COVID, we just talked about. There are other things that affect small businesses. What advice would you give someone if they said, I have an idea, I want to start a business? Would you tell them go for it, or would you caution them? What advice would you give someone today?
I would be cautiously optimistic. You know, certainly we need people that want to take risks, that want to go forth and do. I would encourage them that they're going to need a lot of patience. They're going to need more funding than they think they are. And they're going to need to sacrifice in terms of work. They're going to put a lot of hours in to get whatever it is, whatever vision they have off the ground. And it takes all that to get going. And if you're lucky, you will stay going. But so, yes, go forth, but go forth knowing that you're in for some challenges, and you have to have patience, and you have to have stick-to-itiveness and a hard work ethic to make it go.
When you think of downtown Alamosa, and there has been quite a bit added to it over the past period of years, I really love what Matt Abbey also does. You have other brothers downtown that really help bring that business's Main Street back to life. I appreciate that. Let me ask you this, though. What is missing downtown? What do you think Alamosa needs that can generate more people, or just something that fills a gap or fills a void? What do you think downtown can still use?
Huh, that's an interesting question. Catches me off guard a little bit. I think we are filling some of the gaps with large employers moving their operations downtown. You know, we're a mom and pop shop. We're able, and during the summer, to employ 30 or 40 people. In the winter, that goes down to half, 15 or 25. So to have folks like the school districts, to have the courts, to have the DA's office, to have Valleywide making their huge investment, these entities that have more resources than the mom and pop shops bring folks with resources to our downtown. So Manny putting a hotel in, how many people will he employ? How many people will come through his doors that want to spend money? The courthouse bringing, you know, 60 professionals. I think that's a gap that's been pretty wide open up until recently. And I'm excited to see with the influx of folks like school districts, hospitals, big employers investing in buildings downtown. I think there's plenty of, variety with retail and smaller operations, but to see some of these folks with resources put them into the downtown, I think will be beneficial.
One thing that I think downtown is missing that we're going to try to help fill the void, and that is bring in a live recording show downtown, which we're going to do with Scott Graber and the San Luis Valley Brewery coming up. We're going to launch at the San Luis Valley Brewery the Adams State football show with Coach Levi Gallus. We're going to tape it every Thursday at the SLV Brewery because our goal is to bring something downtown and maybe put that out there on YouTube and elsewhere, and people will see your restaurant, will see downtown, will see Adams State football coach down there. That's what we're going to try to do, Scott.
Pretty awesome, and so grateful for that, Chris. Neat thing. Obviously, the college and everything that goes on there is a massive part of the Alamosa and Valley community. To be a small part of that is wonderful. We're super excited to host the football coach. While we're on that, if I can segue, there's just a lot of really cool things coming up downtown in August. So you've got your podcast with the Coach Gallus. You know, this coming weekend, Avsar is hosting their block party. They've got live music. They're going to have lots of retail and auction items. So it's a great Saturday to come down from 3 to, I believe, 10 o'clock is what they're billing it. You know, the Splash Land just put on a kids triathlon last weekend. They've got an adult one coming up in September that we'll be a sponsor of. Get out there with your kids, run, bike, have fun. You know, Early Iron is right around the corner for the car buffs. We'll have a slow cruise where you can watch these beautiful restored cars cruising the streets of Maine. And that's a neat throwback thing. Kudos to Chris Gosar and all the Early Iron folks for what they do. So we got a lot of cool things right around the corner coming up. Don't give up on summer yet. We still got another month or two. Get downtown and have some fun.
Yeah, for sure. Don't give up on summer. There's still a bit left there. We don't want to get too early into fall. You talked about all the events coming downtown. I want to, again, appreciate all the work that you've done downtown, you and others, and really have helped bring Alamosa back. We really appreciate that. And I got to give you a lot of credit for that. Really do.
It's been a pleasure. It's a labor of love.
Hey, you've been listening to The Valley Pod on our episode with Scott Graber. This episode of The Valley Pod is produced by Chris Mondragon. We'll see you around the valley.